My sweet master of the heart, sitting here on the rock by the river, I cried when I felt the eternity of this moment. The sensation of freshness came into my bones, refreshing my being. And for a second I could feel myself completely in peace with the movement of the river, the sounds, and the freshness. Imani, even if it's just for a second, now you know it's there. Just the glimpse can change everything. The darkness came to me like a shadow, and the traumas and diseases that happen in this life and in past lives. Master, the tension is here in my bones, and in satsang too. Can you give me some light on this? I feel that it is some energetic thing stalking me, tightening me. I love you. You are the reason to be alive. Sometimes, for some people, it's very difficult to stop because it's very scary, because you've always been on the run. You have to practice. But now, it's a miracle. Even Imani starts slowing down. Who could ever believe? Not even you. Sitting so quietly, listening just to the wind, to the trees, to the river, and you feel this peace, this eternity of the moment. That is the beginning of a different life. You know it's possible. You've always been a survivor and you've always been doing many things, and this is the energy, it's in your bones, it's in your body. And some bodies are very, very tight. That's why I want you have to help yourself. And only you can do it, because every one is different. What kind of traumas, what kind of tensions in the physical, in the mental, in the emotional body. This you have to recognize first. By recognizing it and seeing it, then it's easy to let it go. Everything that I design here for you is to unburden yourself with all these unnecessary things that you are used to carrying around. And when they go, you won't recognize yourself. So you have to be prepared even for silence. Even you long for silence, but you don't know about it. You long for peace, you long for love, but you don't know about it. Thank you for the Mahakala meditation. It is perfect and most spectacular way to show my craziness, to put it out. This is very important, to show your craziness and get it out. That will balance all these tensions. You have to act it out. Now is not the time to play very meditative and spiritual. You first have to get out your craziness, your tensions, your traumas. And this Makala meditation can be very, very helpful, and you feel that already. Very ancient feelings you can get out. That's why I wanted you to use it. And the more craziness you get out, the more silence you can be in. In February, I was leaving my body with my dead baby in the belly. And the doctor said to me, please think about something that you really feel can make you stay. You came to me shining like a picture in my chest, and I woke up for a new life at your feet. I can only laugh out loud of grace and bliss. Laugh and cry and feel the grace and feel the bliss, and this will clean you even much more than going crazy. If you can feel the grace and the bliss, that can cleanse you in a moment. If you accept this new life, know you have a new chance. It wasn't your time. So remember this. And then everything becomes a gift. Allow yourself to slow down, to melt. Use the opportunity now. Where's Salima? Dear Master, the important thing to say is that I only want to learn how I can serve you. You learn that by learning, getting closer, knowing yourself. Because this is your own heart, your own longing that speaks. Because the heart is there to serve love. And when it recognizes love, then it wants to go closer. This is the easiest way for the heart to blossom. The heart is a devotee of love. So you have this longing, you want to learn how you can serve me, because you sense something, you have recognized something. And by coming closer to your own heart, it will show you the way. I am already eternally grateful for what you are and have given me. It will be impossible to pay back. But yes, these emotions are softening me up, and the judgment is transforming into love and understanding, compassion and patience. When all these beautiful quality of the humans comes out, then you want to pay back, you want to share. It means that now you start realizing and living a beautiful life, then you want to share them. It means you are flowering. More and more I observe how everything here, each word that comes out of our mouth and each action we make, everything is perfect. It's all an opportunity for us to look inside and see more. I could see that already in the life outside, but here in your presence, everything is accelerated. And at the same time lightened up, and is more loving too. And that's what the master is there for, to accelerate your process, to speed it up. We've been sleepy so long. No, if you want to wake up, wake up. Start living. Start seeing. Start recognizing. And the more this longing is there in you, the more this speed, acceleration will happen. The quicker it will go. For your infinite patience, joy and love, I'm mesmerized. It's incredible to find a master like you. On top of it all, you create an environment where we can be in nature and share laughter, beauty and creativity. I know it is very unique. It's very unique to find a master, but it's even more unique to have a place like this. I am all for making it as beautiful as possible, both inside and outside. That's why I have these two places, because that will support you to feel the beauty, to relax, to meditate, to be at ease. It's very difficult if you had an ashram in the middle of Shanghai or Paris or São Paulo. Not so nurturing for the spirit. So I want you to be natural, so the natural nature outside will support that. And for some it's very difficult in the beginning because there's no input. You have to face yourself. But that is what you are longing to do. So the more you see it, the more you long for it, the easier it will be. The more grateful you will be. The more you will embrace the situation, what is created here. It could not be easier. And it could not be more fun. So please, Master, let me be your servant. Let me be the servant of your servants. Let me be like the moon, bound to move around you, attending to your needs, bringing you water, preparing the soil. So hopefully I can contribute to make it fertile. Fertile, so your love can sprout, grow, and give birth to the love in us. I bow to you, beloved Master, at your feet to serve you, and hopefully disappear there, like the full moon does, fully enlightened, only to reflect the light of the stars and the sun. Salima. Very good, Salima. I was waiting for you. Now it's good. I like it when people are straight. Don't worry. I will give you some service to do. Service is effortless, it's just a joy. Very few people know about that. Why? Because they don't love, they don't feel that gratefulness in their heart. Beloved, today I borrow Rumi's words. Because the wine is from your cup, I have become a drunkard. Yes, with you I lose my sobriety. In your light my identity is washed away. And wow, divine madness, I seem to enjoy it so much that I never wish to be sober again. Drink, Jocelyn, just drink. So it's no chance ever, ever to become sober again. That's what my master did with me. And I drank, and I drank, and I drank. And now, since that time, I'm stumbling around the world with a silly grin on my face, trying to share the secret that Rumi know. Because the wine is from your cup, I have become a drunkard. Because you were so lovely to offer this cup, then who cares what the outcome is? You make a crazy fool of this old woman, no dancing on the grass, next minute totally unable to move, going from tears to laughter in seconds, and no longer willing to fit in the old suit when someone calls me by my old name. One moment in bliss and beyond, and next moment in funny confusion. This is how it is. You see, and this is the beautiful thing in here with me, that many people go through the same. Because we are together in it. And that gives you the courage also. Anywhere else, you will start pulling yourself back. I have to behave. I have to become sober to function. No, have another drink. You have left me an outsider of time, stealing my history, my past, and my future. Yes, isn't it amazing? But in some mysterious way, I take it. But I don't need it, and I don't do anything with it. I am now a pilgrim without a map, trusting only in your light to guide my flight, for I only wish to rise and fly higher, never to fall a slave of illusion again. I can feel eternity at my fingertips, ready to embrace me, and this love, ah, this immensity of love, the only bond I can take. I'm standing naked at the place of I don't know, far beyond all questions and answers. I simply let your love hold me, and in the ever-present silence I hear your mysterious voice whispering the unspeakable. The heart listens in ecstasy, in such joy, and only a sorrow dwells in it for not being able to serve you. This is the way to serve me, Jocelyn, just in your ecstasy, in your joy. I hope for a precious time when I would be able to show your devotion, youth devotion. I prostrate at your divine feet, your Jocelyn. This is how you show your devotion. By being in ecstasy and drinking my wine. Even Buddha says, who is not known for drinking? Drink deeply, friends. Live in serenity and joy. Or I would say, live in ecstasy and joy. The wise person delights in the truth and follows the law of the awakened one. The wise person delights in the truth. The stupid person doesn't delight in the truth. The stupid person delights in lies. The wise person delights in the truth, delights in the Buddhas, and follows the law of the awakened one. Be happy. This is the secret that only Rumis and Buddhas and devotee knows. Beloved Sva, I so wanted to share with you, my beloved. I know. I just needed some courage and then this came to me. The only thing really worth sharing is love. It is as simply as that. And this I really want to learn, because then love grows. Love heals my wounds. It burns away what I fear. It makes my heart shine, and I become more and more grateful. This I feel now, and know love is. Isn't it amazing, Prachita? So many questions you had, so many things you were worried about, so many old pain and all this. This is the secret. Now you understand why I didn't answer you before your last letter. Just sit there a little, Prachita, then you will see. No, you got it without me saying anything. The other day when we wrote the letter to ourselves, it was very strong for me, and I could feel while writing and sharing it with my friends that this came straight from my heart, and my chest got filled with 1,000 blissful butterflies. 1,000 blissful butterflies in my chest. Huh? That is a new thing for you, Prachita. Huh? You keep your mouth closed, otherwise they come. Feel it a little more, how it feels like. So here I sit with all my wounds and thoughts, and without asking anything in return, you take so good care of me. Your only wish is that I grow. That's true. Isn't it amazing? Yes, beloved, I'm really one of the lucky ones who have found you, my master. I love you so much, Swaha, from my big, shiny, happy heart. Yours, Prachita. The pub is open. Beloved Babaji, I have written this letter before, but my shyness of the ego held me from sending it. But I can really feel the synchronicity now. And I have to leave my comfort zone. So I'm going to share. Why not, Ayana? Is it not comfortable to share? That's just an old idea. If this is not the comfort zone, what is? It's just new. And it's good that you share. I stumble over these words of Sahaja, and the echo of them makes me be more and more naked in your presence. All the mystics is supporting this, what is happening here. And especially a sahaja for a woman, because there's not so many women mystics. And that's why I wanted to bring them in. Because they know how the heart can express love. This sahaja is an enlightened woman. And in enlightenment, then everything is total. So her love, her devotion is total. And she stands up for it, and she speaks it. And it's so beautiful that it's almost impossible to read it. But we will try. This is in when you have gotten something from the master so priceless, then you want to share, just as you are saying. And this is Sahaja's way, that she wants to stand up for her truth, to show her gratitude to the whole world, not only to the master, but to the whole world. They can think she is as crazy as possible. Who cares? She belongs to something else. What people say, or what the world will do, doesn't influence anything anymore. That is total surrender, total devotion. She says, I can abandon God, but I would not forsake my master. God is not the equal of my master. God has given me birth into this world. My master has freed me from the cycle of birth and death. That is how it is. Your parents or God has given you the birth into this world. You're giving you the body. But the master gives you your heart, your soul. God has given me birth into this world. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you will have a good life. You can have an unconscious life. You can live just like an animal. But my master has freed me from the cycle of birth and death. The master showed her her true face. God gave me the five thieves. My master freed me from them when I was helpless. The five thieves, what is the five thieves? It's the five senses that you get lost in. Looking, seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, feeling. All these things that takes your attention out. Nothing wrong with it, but if you are unconscious, you forget yourself. You forget your Santa. You get lost in the delusion, in the Maya. This is what God gave me, the five thieves. My master freed me from them when I was helpless. And everybody is helpless because they don't know. They are a slave of the senses. That's why all the mystics, all the master says, don't be a slave. Become your own master. Don't be a slave of your instincts, of your senses. Then you live just like an animal, unconscious. If you become aware, if you wake up, if you become the master of your senses, of your doing, then you become a god. Then you become divine. God threw me into the net of the family. My master cut away the chains of attachment. And why does all the master also say you have to free yourself of the family? Because the family is the deepest attachment. It's your whole story. It's your identification. My family. They have blood feuds. They still kill each other. This family said something to our family. They still have that. Many places of the world. Blood family. There is another family of consciousness. That is the true family. God threw me into the net of the family. My master cut away the chains of attachment. And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be nice with your family, but your attachment to the family. There's nothing wrong with the family. There's nothing wrong with anything. But don't be identified, don't be attached. Be loving, be nice, but don't think that this is your family. Don't be attached to it. It seems very hard when you are totally identified with your name and your family. But all the mystics, all the masters have said the same, for this reason, because this is the deepest attachment. When Jesus was in the temple, one of his disciples came and said, that your mother is outside. She's calling you. You have to go out and see her. She wants to see you. She wants to talk to you. It's something very important. And what did Jesus say? He said, I don't know that woman. It sounds very hard, but this is exactly the meaning. My master cut away the chains of attachment. You have something deeper. You have a higher attachment. You start functioning higher than what the normal human beings are living. Maybe the mother doesn't understand. Maybe the mother gets hurt. But Jesus is true. Is true to the truth, to his insight, to his consciousness. That doesn't mean that maybe afterwards, later in the afternoon, he will go and have a glass of wine with the mother. But he has some different, important business to take care of. Don't disturb me, I'm in the temple. I'm not the slave of my family, of my name, of my mother, of my father. I'm free. Everybody has to stand up for that. It doesn't mean that you reject them. It just means that you understand. You see the situation. And you want to be free. God threw me into the net of the family. My master cut away the chains of attachment. And how the master cut away the chains of attachment? Because he gives you something that is much deeper. A much deeper connection. Otherwise, the deepest connection, they always say, is my family. This is the most important for the humans, the family. But that is because they haven't found the real family, the heart family. God ensnared me in desires and disease. My master has freed me from all this by initiating me. I had all kinds of sickness and disease and desires, like all people have. But my master has freed me from all this by initiating me, by taking care of me. God made me wander in the illusion of doing. My master showed me my being. Otherwise, you just wander in the illusion of doing, and not time has the doing been more than it is now. People are doing. This stress is the new sickness. People even die of stress. They have to do so much. They have absolutely no time to stop. They become so tense, so professional, so mechanical, that nothing of beauty, of relaxation is in them. What to say about God? What to say about meditation? This is the way when you are not aware. But my master showed me my being. God hid himself from me. My master gave me a lamp to illuminate him. And what lamp to illuminate God? To reflect your own self, your own consciousness. That is what the master is doing. To ignite your inner light so you can start seeing. This is the mystery. Not just listening, but start transforming. That your inner light can start shine, so you start see how things are. This is the space Sahaju is talking from. This is what all the master has given to him, to her. My master gave me the lamp to illuminate him. And how could the master do that? Because God is in the master. So he shows the way back. She says, this is where I found God. Not in God, some thinking, dreaming idea. I had my master, it's real. And the woman doesn't dream about going to the moon or going to Mars and all these stupid things that the man does. Why? They just think it's silly. Why go to Jupiter? You even taking out the garbage here and you want to go to Jupiter. The women are very practical. Only the man, they can fantasize going to the moon and the stars and do that. And they haven't even taken care of where they are. This is very straight from Sahaju. No, all this talk about God, he hid himself from me, but my master gave me the lamp to illuminate him. I found God there in my master. It was real, in the body like me. I couldn't reject it anymore. Otherwise, I would never find him. Above all, God created this duality of bondage and freedom. And this duality goes on forever, bondage and freedom, up and down. But my master destroyed all these illusions. I offer myself, body, mind and soul, at the feet of my master, Charandas. That is the totality of a woman, and you don't get a more natural devotee, disciple than a woman, when her heart is ignited. Because it's the nature of the heart to love, to serve love. And that's why they can forget anything. They can forget husband, they can forget family, because something deeper has awakened in them. And the heart is longing for that. And if the heart has found what to serve, love itself, then it will, of course, be very happy. It's fulfilled. They say Krishna had 16,000 wives. He didn't have 16,000 wives, but he had 16,000 lovers who loved him. Maybe these 16,000 wives, they all had their husband and their family. And most probably the husband was very jealous. He had his Radha, very relaxed. It's more than enough problem with one woman. Why have 16,000? Even for a Krishna. So one woman, very romantic, nice, they're sitting in the garden, very nice. And then 16,000 gopis dancing around, totally drunk, who's been drinking Krishna wine. And then 16,000 husbands sitting home, being angry. Why is my wife so happy? What is happening? I don't understand. No, you don't understand because you're too much in the mind. You have to ignite the heart, the soul. Only then when you will understand the Krishna. It's no music, but they're dancing in the full moon. Because of the music of the Krishna, of the enlightened one. These minds doesn't understand. They get jealous, they get angry. They want to kill Krishna. Of course, it's always been like that. They crucified Jesus. They poisoned Buddha. They poisoned Osho. I can abandon God, but I can never abandon my master. How could you abandon your master? It means it's not possible. Because she got self-realized by the feet of the master, with the master. That is the ultimate. Then you will always serve. If Osho hadn't left his body, I would still be there. So in a way, you can thank him that I'm here. Body, I surrender, devote my body, mind and soul at the feet of my master. I can abandon God, but I can never abandon my master. Because you want to pay back whatever you can. You want to repay. You want to show your love. And when that has flowered into godliness, then, of course, you want to share so much more. And the master understands, can cease. I'm far away from knowing anything, but I feel my being getting closer and closer to you. At each moment, I'm more in love with you. You don't need to know anything. Just feel. That is the way out of knowing. Start trusting these feelings that wants to come closer, that wants to love more. In humbleness, I bow to you at your feet. I love you, beloved Babaji. Thank you, Ayana. So gentle it is, the love, the music, the silence is forgotten. But I'm here to remind you and to reignite it. Om Shanti.